Welcome to the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast. This is season 3, episode 36 or 7. We're not quite sure, but who's counting these days? Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Who's here?
Lisa's here.
Who else?
Adam's here.
Which one?
Both of you.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Two birds with one stone there.
How is Lise?
She's all right. It's a tough week this week for me. Tomorrow is the anniversary of my dad passing away.
Oh, bless you.
And Monday is my mum's birthday. So those two things happen quite close together.
Bittersweet.
So yeah, it's a rough week, but we're trying to be positive.
Yeah, good.
Remember the good times, not the sad times.
Oh, bless you. So a bit of a week coming up.
But on the whole, I'm all right. Sun's been out.
The sun has been out.
I've been reading the book in the garden. Although I've got a rat in my garden. Not loving that.
No, that's not ideal, is it?
No.
No.
I feel like we should introduce.
We've got someone in the corner.
We've got someone else in the room today.
A voyeur.
Right. So then we're doing something a bit different. We're videoing this podcast.
It's experimental.
We've got a video camera in the corner and we've got someone called Shifty. Just come around and introduce yourself to the camera. Give it a little
wave.
Not
too close.
There he is. So to see this video, and we're hoping it works, it's going to be on YouTube in the next sort of 7 days.
Yeah, let's not give him too much of a deadline yet.
Because he is obviously an expert in the video casting world of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
How many podcasts have you put on video? Zero.
Yay!
Excellent.
But he has listened to some podcasts.
He has indeed. So yes, Shifty is here. Come and say hello. Just say hi into Harv's mic.
Hi.
Hi.
So welcome, Shifty. So yes, this is going to be on YouTube. Not sure when, but you can then watch the YouTube.
We've already got a YouTube channel.
We have.
Because we set it up and never did anything with it.
Well, we did. We put a couple of videos on.
In preparation for this.
We knew this was coming.
This is a groundbreaking moment. Groundbreaking. Yeah. So thanks, Shift, for giving us your time and being the expert videographer that you are. So episode 36 or 7.
Well, because we've been like counting 36, like counting continually from when we started makes it episode 36.
Yeah.
But someone, when we've uploaded them on the website, it's series 3, episode 7.
Oh, okay.
So this is episode 7 of series 3.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, I got you.
But in total, it's episode 36.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Or 7.
Oh, yeah, not 36 or 37.
Oh, I read it slightly wrong. That's
no,
my fault.
Sorry.
I apologise. No, don't be sorry. Don't apologise for my bad reading. So here we are. It's just three mates talking about everything mental health, the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast. Here we are. We are getting some love.
Are we?
I've got to say, we're getting some love for the podcast.
We are, and it's lovely.
Yeah, loads of people are sort of like reaching out and saying how much they love it. And of course, you out there can support the podcast. The Really Bad Mental Health Podcast. But where can people support, Harv?
They could go to badco.uk/podcast and you can support from right there. Just like, can I name check her?
Yeah, you can.
Adele Marjoram.
Yes.
Who got me thinking about other people with herbs as surnames earlier, but I couldn't come up with anybody other than Tony Basil.
Who's Tony Basil?
Who's Tony
singer.
Basil?
Yeah, was a singer it? Back in the 80s. And Dave Herb de Provence.
Who's that? I love the fact. I love a herb for a surname. I think it's a really cool
thing.
There
aren't that many.
No.
No, I'm trying to think of someone.
There should be more. Pepper. Pepper's one.
Oh, yeah.
Pepper Big.
Yeah. No, that's a first name. And also a cartoon character.
So a big shout out to Adele Marjoram.
And spelled differently.
Who is the very first donator for the podcast online.
Thank you, Adele. Ooh,
yeah,
I think I'm going to send something your way, aren't we?
Oh, hang on. I've been told I'm not allowed to use the box of tricks anymore.
Are we
going with that?
Yeah.
The only reason that I think that we could and should still use this is that the guy who said I'm not allowed to use it was the guy who actually bought the box of tricks.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you, Adele. And thanks to Mike. Mike, you know who you are.
Yay!
There you go. And I'm getting better at finding those buttons quicker.
And they've got no labels on. You don't know which one's which.
Yeah, and I have to look. We're set up in a different way as well. We're not normally this way round.
No, I'm on the left because I like being on the left.
Yeah, but we're going to have to go back because that's normally in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to go back. But anyway.
Fine.
And if you want to see how we're set up in the room, get onto YouTube.
Get on YouTube.
What is our YouTube?
I think it was the Brave and Determined channel or something.
Was it?
I'll have a look.
We should know this.
We should have prepped, shouldn't we?
We'll share it.
So, Harv. How are you?
I'm doing all right, yeah.
Good.
I don't know what I said, right?
What? Where are you from? Yeah. Where are you?
No, I'm doing all right. Like Lee said.
Have you been Michael Barrymore?
No, we don't do that.
No. The sun's out, like Lee said, the sun's out, and that does really have a positive impact on your general vibe, doesn't it?
Oh, it's so much better when the sun's out. Yeah. Life is better when the sun's out.
And it's here to stay for a little while.
Yes.
Till next week.
Till Christmas Eve, I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to be like this all the way through.
Well, that is something to celebrate for sure. Absolutely.
What about you, AC?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Things are good. You know, life has settled a little bit. Things are looking a bit better. Obviously, still problems to navigate and get through, but, you know.
Of course.
I'm going to say the meditation, the cold water therapy, the yoga.
Tell the listeners what you did on Sunday.
Oh, well, me and Shifty, so Shifty is in the corner here, are going to. I went to watch the British lawnmower endurance race.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. That was lawnmower racing.
I couldn't work out what they were. I thought they were like go-karts of some sort.
No, they're lawnmowers. And so...
What, like ride-on mowers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, not like fly mowers.
No. So I basically, my dad bought a ride-on lawnmower back in the day, 20 plus years ago, and mowed his lawn for a long time. The deck's rotted out on it now, and it's sat in the corner of his garage not doing anything. I saw an advert for British lawnmower racing, and I thought, I'm going to go and watch that.
Where did you see an advert for British?
It was on Insta.
It was in Lawnmower Weekly.
Lawnmower Magazine.
And then, so basically, it turns out that the lawnmower my dad bought the year 2000, it's probably earlier than that, is the perfect mower for lawnmower racing. So I need a partner to go racing with. So I said to Shifty, fancy building a lawnmower? And he said, yes. So we are going to have the Brave and Determined lawnmower racing as the British champions. It's going to happen, Shift, isn't it? So
is it like an annual thing, weekly, monthly?
They do a couple of races. So the highlight of the calendar, you know,
the lawnmower racing calendar.
Yeah, there is one. I can get you a copy.
Okay, yeah, I'd like that.
It's a 12-hour endurance race.
Ooh.
Starts at 8 p.m. Runs through till 8 a.m.
I mean, this sounds like a bit of you, an endurance race.
And it's nighttime lawnmower racing. Oh, yeah.
Where does that take place? Where did you go to watch it?
It's just outside of Winchester.
Okay.
And it's in the same place as the British Motocross Grand Prix. So where you stand, the British Motocross like track is just over there. I want to say it's almost like the home of British off-road racing. You've got British Championship lawnmower racing alongside motocross.
What more do you want?
That is pretty spectacular. So I'm glad you brought it up, Harv. You can see I'm sort of on the fence about whether I'm going to do it.
Fully
or not.
Committed.
Yeah.
You're off the fence and in the garden.
Oh yeah. Man, it was good. It was a good day, and I was like, yeah, I want to go do that. So it's going to cost us a fair bit of money though, because they're not lawnmowers anymore.
Right.
They've been totally converted. Like new chassis. You have to change the engine.
They got like V8 engines.
No, it's not V8. Luckily, because that would be expensive, but they're homologated, which means like they have to go through scrutineering and they're all the same. So you run a certain engine and they all run that engine, yeah.
Nice.
It's gonna
be cool, forward to this project.
So there you go. You didn't know you did that on Sunday, did you?
No.
I mean, you did obviously sit on
I
Insta
saw your though. Story, yeah, and I was a bit like, where have they gone? What
it was
are
pretty
doing?
Dusty, to be
yeah,
fair.
That's what I thought. It was like just some sort of go-kart racing or something, or bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure.
It was pretty dusty. Pretty dusty indeed.
Nice.
So... what's going on? So, Lise, you gave us a bit of highlight of where you are, where you're going.
Yeah, I've done me. I jumped the gun.
Go on. No, you're all right.
That's all right.
You haven't jumped the gun at all.
You know what I'm like. I love to jump in a conversation before
absolutely.
It's there.
So, so tell us, what's going on? Obviously, a bit of good and bad, well, not bad news, but...
Oh, what, in my life in general?
Yeah.
So I had a lovely bank holiday weekend last
good.
Weekend.
Yeah.
We went to see my auntie and uncle up in Suffolk, stayed with some relatives, saw the family, which was lovely. We all went, so... gets a little bit fraught at times, doesn't it, when you're adults and your siblings and you kind of revert back to those childhood roles when you're all together staying
what
in one
doing?
House.
Were you pulling hair and stuff?
No, because I was always the one, I was just the peacekeeper, as you can imagine, yeah. But
excellent.
Yeah, it's just, it was lovely though, it was lovely. Again, a bit bittersweet because it's my mum's sister.
Yeah.
And you think they would love to have been there. But there was two robins in the garden on Sunday morning. And we all know what I think about robins.
Yeah, that's someone coming
back. So that
back,
was
isn't
a
it?
Bit like, yeah. So that was cute. But yeah,
I've
so that
always
was lovely.
Thought that, though,
yeah, I
about
do.
Robins when a robin visits.
Yeah, and you don't often get two together.
No, that's
hanging
true.
Out. So yeah, that was cute.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, so I've just been hanging out with family.
Good.
Reading
good.
Some books.
Right, recap of last episode. So, Harv, you gave us some homework.
I did give you some homework, and I hope you did your homework.
Well,
Lise, it wasn't really homework because it's something she does regularly.
Because
anyway.
I love it, yeah.
Well, so Lise, you found a copy of Baz Luhrmann's lyrics.
It was pinned. So I've got the copy at home on my wall, framed, and I also have a copy of it at work behind my desk, which is very dusty when I sent you the photo of it.
So just for the extension of the homework, you already had it, but you spent more time considering it.
I just love it.
What did you find?
My other favourite line since you didn't I about don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours.
Mm-hmm, good
that
line.
Is my favourite line, even though I had a few favourites last week.
Well, what else?
I don't know. You put me on the spot now.
I know. So I got a couple.
Yeah. Well,
first things first, the very next day, I was driving to work and thought, right, I'm going to put on Baz Luhrmann. So I went on to Spotify and it wasn't on there.
Amazon Music.
Yeah, but that's the first time I've ever gone onto Spotify. And I know this episode is sponsored by Spotify and they're paying our wages here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hundreds of thousands.
So we won't slag them off. But
yeah, but I couldn't find it.
It was not on Spotify.
Ripped off 90s version, not the guy who narrates it in the Baz Luhrmann. So I had to go to YouTube to watch it.
Who is the guy who narrates it?
Don't know.
I always thought it was Baz Luhrmann.
I thought it was Baz Luhrmann, yeah.
Yeah, well, it could be. I don't know.
Well, they're saying that he was on a documentary I watched the other day about Vogue. I don't think he talked like that.
Okay, well, that's a different
podcast. Find out. That can be homework for this week.
Take care of your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone.
Yeah. Such a line.
You're not as fat as you imagine.
Yeah.
It's just worth listening to, isn't it? Like, homework for
it's
everybody.
It's a brilliant song.
And go back and listen.
It was something like, and I mentioned this, never forget the power of beauty and youth.
In your
or
youth.
Something, but
you'll never be like, you're never.
Yeah, I can't remember.
You're not as old as you think you are, isn't it? Not as fat as you think you are.
Yeah, but there you go. So that was the last episode. What was the topic, Lise?
What was the topic? Stress.
Yes.
Stress management.
We've obviously managed our stress this
week because none of us have got any.
So that's fantastic.
And I want to ask Harves how his sleep has been.
Oh, yeah.
Because we talked about that a lot last week, didn't
we? Yes. So my sleep has been, I think, last night was the ninth unbroken night.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's been good.
Oh, that's massive.
And do you think that, because you talked last week, didn't you, about how you were going to accept it and be more like
so
welcoming
it's
of
two
it?
Two things. One is definitely accepting it and letting it happen. But the other thing that I've done alongside it is I increased my sertraline. Well, I didn't. My doctor increased my sertraline. I was on a, he called it a piddly widdly dose.
Oh, nice. Technical term.
Yeah, technical term.
I think they teach that in medical school.
Yeah. So he said, just double it, because I actually take half a pill at the moment, or did. He said, double it. Let's see how we go. And I feel like that and the letting it in, the combination of the two, touch wood, is having a really positive effect. And,
good.
Oh, nearly swore. Not close to the button. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to swear?
Hang on. No.
Got to remember which one.
No, because this is why he said I'm not allowed to touch the buttons, because I'm not on it. Just keep talking.
Okay, I'll keep
talking. Yeah, da-da.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to swear.
No. You can't. Yay!
Me, sleep is easier when you... No, I got the line wrong. Basically, what I was going to say is life is so much easier when you've had a bit of sleep.
Oh, 100%.
You didn't swear?
No, I did the first time.
What, and I didn't press the button?
Well,
you kind of pressed over it.
Because
it sort of worked.
Lise cheered because you pressed the button.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, me again.
I'm going off your train of thought. I'm sorry, Harv.
Yeah, but I asked you to press the button, which clearly meant I was going to speak next, and Lise spoke.
You know, standard.
Sorry. Right, Harv, go back to what you said.
So I'm sleeping better. Life is just easier when you've had some sleep. That's all I wanted to say. Yeah.
It is.
I just went a really long way around saying it.
So we did an episode on sleep, didn't
we? Yeah.
And how important it is. And I was speaking to a doctor the other day and they were reminding me of how important sleep is. So yeah, it's a
You say it's a cornerstone to everything.
Cornerstone. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there you go. We've obviously dealt with a lot of stress then. Really good news that you're feeling a bit better.
Yes, I'm very pleased. Thank you for asking.
I'm feeling a little bit better. So obviously I'm managing my stress, which is a good thing.
And I'm feeling all right.
Our videographer's obviously feeling all right because I see him. He's stripping out the corner of my eye.
So I said, we got to talk about it. So I said, guys, you know, if we're going to video this, then we need to wear Badco stuff, Brave and Determined. The only thing Shifty's got is a jumper. So bless him. This room's quite warm and he's just had to take. Make sure you walk around, Shift. You've got to get a good view of the... we're going to be more professional with this.
Get the other side, yeah.
We're going to be more professional with this.
That side makes my nose look big.
Well, and what I'm thinking is the flags on that wall behind him. Yeah, so have a walk round, Shift. Anyway, so give us an update, Lise.
So you had the cheese race bank holiday weekend.
Yes, we did.
How was that?
That was a fantastic day.
Really good day. Really good because sales were great. So nice. The funding was good. The location we were in was good. The buzz around, there's a real good vibe around town, wasn't there?
We were in a real sun trap as well. Yeah. So it was
warm, a lovely day.
And there
it?
Was just people everywhere. And for some, I say for some reason, people are loving what we do.
We do. And there's got to be a shout out for Nick, the Nick Fruit and Veg Nick.
Yes.
Who organised and arranged the event, but also was MC in the race and bigging up what we do. And I think the reason we had a successful day was down in part to him telling people to come on over and see us. So.
And the organisers of the cheese race.
Yeah.
They did a fantastic job.
There's a lot of like heats, wasn't there? Different categories, different heats.
Yeah,
like
we actually couldn't get away from the stall.
Oh, what, to go and watch?
Yeah, we were literally, from the moment we opened, if you can open a gazebo.
Of course you can.
Well, yeah, we do. That's what you do. You open the gazebo.
Well, yeah. But, well, yeah, because somebody was in the way when I was trying to open it, if you remember at the weekend.
Bless him, he nearly took it on the head, didn't he? And we were like, do you mind?
But from the minute we started until we packed away, really, it was a full-on busy day, and I had a very small ice cream and we had some snacks and it was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was bloody good.
Bloody good.
And really good day.
You received a donation that day as well.
Yes.
From Claire.
I think it was a grant.
It's from their foundation, wasn't it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
James's Place Charitable Foundation.
Yes.
How lovely. $2,500.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. So thanks, Claire, who hasn't got an E on her name, but I think I still pronounce it Claire. Thank you.
How would you pronounce it? If you didn't pronounce it with an E, would it be Claire?
I don't know.
It's Claire. Still Claire. I've got a friend who doesn't spell it with an E.
There you go.
She's just Claire.
I know a Claire who doesn't spell it with an I.
Ooh, A-R-E.
I didn't know there was so many different
ways to spell
Claire.
There's a lot of different ways to spell Claire.
Yes, lots of clariations.
Hey! Brilliant. Moving on.
Moving on. We also had another donation or check presentation. We love a big check, don't we?
We do.
We do love a big check. From the mayor, Shaftesbury Mayor, who nominated Brave and Determined as a charity of the year last year. And he gave a cheque for £2,312.70.
So that was raised over a couple of free events, which was the Open Air Cinema, the Quiz Night and the Channel Swim Challenge.
Yes.
And also, I hope he is listening, because a massive congratulations.
Yes.
He had a baby, a little girl.
I stopped myself saying that then, interrupting you. Did you notice?
Well done, Leash.
Yeah.
I think her name was Evelyn? Evelyn?
Oh, I don't know.
I think so.
Baby Mare.
But I tell you what, did you see the VE Day celebrations? His lovely wife brought the baby to that, and the baby was 24 hours old.
I did hear that.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? So fair play to him.
Yeah.
I think he stands down as mayor soon.
Yeah, is it like a year or is it 2 years?
I think it's a year, but I don't know who's going to be the next mayor. But hopefully they support us as much as he has.
Thank you, Alex. Good luck in the mayor off, whoever it is.
I don't think he gets to compete again, does he? It's like a one and done.
Is it?
Well, I think like you can't. Are you mayor twice in a row? I don't know. Is it voting? I think you vote for people, don't you?
I think the councillors have to vote for who they want.
Okay, so they could vote him back in.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think he has to volunteer. Like if he wants to do it again, they can vote. I don't know.
No,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you do know,
or if anyone knows, the Brave and Determined Company at gmail.com and let us know the rules of being mayor. That would be great. Thanks very much.
You could be mayor.
Yeah, you'd be a good mayor.
You would be a good mayor.
Name that film. You could be mayor. You'll know that.
You're asking hard.
He isn't going to know.
That's right. He's going to be mayor.
I don't know.
Back to the Future.
There
you go. Mayor Goldie Wilson. I'm going to clean up this town, Mr. Carruthers. You don't remember that?
You clearly do.
Yeah. I loved that film. First film I ever bought on VHS. And I bought it from, you know, Holland and Barrett in town?
Yes.
I bought it in there.
Martin's.
Yeah, I bought it in there. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
I was telling someone the other day that I bought the single by ATB, you know, 9 PM.
Oh, yeah. Till I come.
For 99p in there, you know, when they used to come in the cardboard case in the bargain bin. Anyway.
I remember when 10 Lambert and Butler were 99p.
Yeah. Martin's memories.
Anyway, next one, Lise.
Next one. We want to give a big good luck shout out to Lindsay.
Is she running this weekend?
So the Jurassic Coast Walk is this weekend.
Was it a year ago you did it?
Yeah, well, it'll be a year ago next weekend because it was a bit later last year.
So she's doing the 50K.
So she's doing 50K on Saturday, yeah.
Holy smokes. What's that, 34 miles?
Yeah, about...
something?
50 divided by 1.6. A lot of miles in the heat.
But fair play to her. So a big, big shout out to Lindsay. She's raising us a lot of money, I think.
Yeah Lindsay, good. Pleasure. You could check out her Just Giving.
Yes, and if you go on Just Giving. Put in the Brave and Determined.
Yes, and Pledger.
And then...
finally, Nicola and her burpee challenge is still ongoing. She's nearly there, though.
How many is she on?
She's got, last week, she had 25,000 left to go.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
Before the end of May.
Well, and now she's celebrating her birthday, yes, and she is in Disneyland, Paris.
I said to her, she needs to get like the queues and people in the queues to start doing some burpees.
Absolutely. Mm. Smashing some burpees in.
Yeah. So yeah, man. So she's not doing any this, well, not many this week, I don't think.
The bit I feel bad about is the anti-climax at the end of it where we just go, yeah, thanks.
Well, no, because she's hoping to organise event, isn't she, on the 25th of May.
Oh, you asked me that, didn't
you?
Yeah,
yeah. So she's hoping to do it on the 25th where people kind of come together and help her finish it.
Hopefully. What, and do 25,000 a day?
Yeah, however many she's got left.
Well, if we get 25,000 people there, she's only got to do one burpee. Yeah. Yeah, one burpee.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that was her thought.
25,000 people?
Yeah, so those four here.
Yes, that's right.
And then
you can't do any burpees.
So, for the OG podcast listeners,
yeah,
in episode 2 or 3, you were going to find 300 dogs to walk.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to talk about my love of dogs that I found as well at the weekend.
Oh, my God, we do.
Okay, Lise, sorry. Just do this bit.
Sorry, okay, sorry.
Lise. Lise, her brain is all over the place.
But Ad said he was going to find 300 dogs to walk 3 years ago.
Yeah.
How many did you find?
About 7.
Okay, and I think finding 25,000 people by the 25th of May.
All right.
I'm not
negative,
I'm not,
Nigel.
Not with that, like, attitude. Yeah, right.
I'm normally the go for it guy, aren't I? I'm always a go for it guy.
I love Lise. Not with that attitude, you won't. There you go. So there's four. There's
fine,
four
do you want to do it?
There's
do
four
it.
People here, plus yeah. Nicola's 5. We only need 24,995 people.
Oh, well, when you put it like that.
That's
there
doable.
You go, see? There you go. How many people would like fit in Wembley Stadium?
Like 90,000.
Yeah, so there you go. You wouldn't even have to do a whole burpee each if we did that. Anyway, moving on.
This is just like this is like one of our meetings.
Yeah, this isn't really a podcast episode, is it?
How can listeners get involved, Lise?
They can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and they can like us, they can share us,
they can buy
tell
a t-shirt.
Their friends.
Yeah, you can buy. Oh, we need to talk about that.
Now?
So we need to talk about dogs, and we need to talk about car stickers.
Yes,
bumper
we do.
Stickers.
Ooh,
but let's go live to Lise and the dogs.
Let's hear about the dogs. Bearing in mind, I need to set the scene here, Lise, okay. That Lise. I obviously, we had Bruce, who was a little Staffy cross, which Lise was petrified of. But he was a Staffy, so I get it. But we've also got Buddy, who's a Spaniel, who is the softest dog you've ever met. Lise, bless her, is petrified of him. So he's always been, and I get it, some people just don't like dogs today, and you've not been a dog person.
No.
However, I posted a picture of me with this new friend I made on Instagram, who was a Staffy, who absolutely loved licking my face, and he was a lovely dog. Lise sends me a picture going, I made a friend too.
And I made a friend with Maisie Dog. My cousin has got the cutest. It's like a massive crossbreed of all sorts of things. So she's a Springer Spaniel, I think, crossed with something. I don't know. She did tell me. But she is the cutest, softest, nicest dog.
Wow, there you go.
And like when I met her a couple of years ago, she was still quite barky.
What's she called?
Maisie Dog.
Maisie Dog.
But she gets a dog put on the end by my niece and nephew, Maisie Dog. Oh. So when I met originally, she was still quite barky and jumpy, so I was still a little bit afraid.
Yeah.
This time, my cousin came down in the morning, found me talking to her. I was like, come on, Maisie.
Oh, that's cute.
So Maisie
has... Are you totally converted?
If I could have a dog like Maisie, and I knew it was going to be that kind of chilled out and that, I would get one.
Mm.
But you can't, you don't know, do you? You just don't know. They don't come with a...
Don't come with a label.
A label that this dog's going to be chilled out.
But that's cute.
But yeah, that so that's big steps for me.
So seamlessly, we'll go to bumper stickers.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Where else would you go after that?
Well,
we mentioned at the start, didn't we, about supporting the pod.
Yeah.
What you can get involved.
Yeah.
Well, there is now, or there is to be coming soon, the really bad mental health car stickers.
Yes.
Hang on, let me say that properly. The really bad mental health podcast. Car stickers.
Yes.
Podcast.
And
wait, there's more.
Well, there's more. Tell me.
T-shirts.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We are bringing out. So the amazing Dan at Anthropic.
Dan Froppic
has made us car stickers, which look awesome.
Is this the new little man logo that was on?
I posted it last night.
I wonder where that come from.
Yeah. So
I ain't done that.
Yeah, Dan did that. So that's going to be the car sticker.
Nice.
And at the moment, he's looking at an iteration to make a T-shirt. So you can buy a T-shirt which supports the podcast. You can buy a car sticker that supports the podcast. They're not out yet.
No. But Adele, Herb surname, one's coming your way.
There you go. There you go. Right. Let's move on to the topic.
Let's move on to a bit more professional podcasting.
Oh, we are professionals. We are professional, we've been doing this for years. Yeah. This is like old hat these days. I'm a bit slow on the buttons. But other than that,
we're good. We're good.
We're good. Right, so what are we going to talk about this week, Lise?
This week, we're talking about anger.
Oh, something...
That was said in an angry way as well.
It was.
Like
anger.
It? Anger.
Something that I find very easy to get at times.
Well, I think we should start with you then.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I think you guys have seen me pretty angry.
What makes you angry? Anything specific or just... we've got all night, don't worry.
Yeah, there's a fair few things that make me angry. I got angry today, but that's my rant, so I'm not going to go too much into that.
Okay, we won't go into that yet.
But the thing that made me angry today was a company's incompetence and their incredibly terrible customer service. But I'll talk about that in my rant.
Okay.
I hate disrespect. Mm-hmm. I hate it when people, you know, take advantage of other people. I hate when, like, road rage makes me angry because I think you have no idea what someone else is going through. That's the sort of stuff that makes me angry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think this is more... let's go around the table because I was thinking we were going to talk about how we deal with it.
No, absolutely. So for me, the bit that I wanted to talk about is anger as an emotion and as a tool or as it not being a very useful tool. So I've mentioned on this podcast before that many moons ago I did a course of hypnotherapy. It was mainly to do with sleeping, but another aspect of the hypnotherapy, I didn't go to speech therapy, I went to hypnotherapy, as you can tell. Was the anger and dealing with my anger because I was quick to go from 0 to 100, and I could feel anger. I got hot and I had pins and needles in my hands. Like the rage just went. Ooh. And what I learned during that course of hypnotherapy is how useless an emotion anger is in normal modern day life.
Okay.
Because it's
It's not welcomed, is it?
It's not welcomed. It's something that used to help us survive.
Yeah.
But we don't have to use it anymore. But men, mainly men, but and women as well, we haven't really evolved to keep pace with the world we live in. And anger is still such a big emotion. But actually, it doesn't really help you achieve anything. And then I learned to feel it and then name it and disengage from it. And it was one of the best tools I ever learned. So when I'm in a room of people, when people are getting angry or something's happened, someone's getting angry, the same thing might anger me or may have angered me, but I can feel it and understand what it is and then not respond. And then you normally respond in a more level-headed way.
So you don't let yourself get angry? Like, not say let yourself,
don't. I will caveat, I do still sometimes get angry and it's normally on a Sunday morning. But
what were the footies on?
No, I just like...
just Sundays, the whole week's rage comes
the out. Sunday just generally
Sunday
made
rage.
You angry.
Just, no, just, yeah. I get, do you know what I get really angry at?
Go on.
Myself, if I sleep in too long on a Sunday.
What, because you feel like you wasted a day?
Yeah, and I hate that feeling.
I don't generally sleep in there.
No, I don't normally. Yeah. And now I started this podcast by talking about how I needed to get more sleep.
Yeah.
How that's going. So I don't really want to like
go
to war on myself.
The thing is for me, and sorry, Lisa, we'll come to you in a minute. You're definitely not an angry person, I would say.
No, I don't. Yeah.
But the anger sneaks up on me and I don't realise I'm getting angry. Mm. And so like when you're saying, I feel it, I get hot. And then when I get to the point of explosion, I just see red.
Yeah.
But I've only ever been that angry less than a handful of times in my life.
Yeah, I think anger, there's a scale though, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly.
Like you can go from...
like angry in the car because someone cut you up, I go, yeah, whatever.
But that red, that red mist,
yeah,
that's the stuff that can be incredibly disruptive and devastating,
yeah,
for people that can't manage it.
And some people get addicted to that feeling, don't they? Of like being in situations where they get angry and they take it out on other people or get in fights and you know, like,
yeah,
get addicted to that feeling.
What makes you angry, Lise?
I think I'm a bit like you, like injustice makes me angry.
Yeah.
So on any level, like from something as little as, like, well, you guys know what I'm like in the gym, but like in a workout, if I know people are cheating.
Oh my God, Lisa. Yeah.
You know, that rage, you know how mad I get at that, don't you? Like it's an irrational rage, but it's a rage because it's not fair. Like I get very, things that aren't fair make me angry.
So what Lisa's referring to is if we had like, you know, back in the day when we'd all go to the gym, if it was 20 wall balls, so you have to pick up a 9 kilo wall ball, squat with it and throw it up to a target. Lise would start her 20 and then someone would start after you and then finish before you, and you know they haven't done 20 like and they're not doing a full squat.
Yeah, like they make me, like, just injustice. And like
the injustice of someone winning a non-competition event by cheating themselves.
No, but you know what I mean? So yeah, even things on that little level. But I'm a bit like, I can get angry, but I don't react to it, and then it'll build up, and I don't really deal with it. So it builds up, but something tiny will tip me over the edge. Mm. So I'm then angry at someone who's not actually made me angry.
Yeah, I think that's quite common.
But it just comes out at them, and I get a bit like ragey at them. And it's not actually that thing that's made me that angry. I just don't deal with it very well. I don't confront the people who have made me angry.
I think I do.
The takeaway that I got from the therapy, if you like, is that I actually had a decision. I can choose to be angry or not.
Well, yeah. Everyone can.
You know. Yeah, it's how you react to it, isn't it?
When someone pushes my button.
It's so hard. It's such a fine line to learn to step away from. And like I said, there are times where that just goes. And you actually think, no, I need to be angry. I need to be angry about this situation or that person.
Yeah.
Because that's what the situation requires.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, but it's how frequently that happens. And if the bar gets lower and lower to getting angry,
yeah.
I think that's when it's...
Do you think, like, when your life isn't going well, do you think you get more angry?
So, and I'm not going to talk about it too much, but there was a situation that was nothing to do with either of you, but you were there and I literally saw red and lost my temper. I was in a bit of a shitty place when that happened.
Yeah.
You know, and I literally lost my temper. And it's not my finest moment at all. For me, I think it warranted it. Would I go back and do it again? I wouldn't get as angry, but the effect... was right, because I needed to tell someone to back off.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? I suppose you have to...
I had a boundary.
It's the reaction, isn't it? Someone crosses your boundary. That's what makes you angry, isn't it?
But that's the thing. And this, I don't want it to make me sound like a horrible person, but I'm being honest and open here. It's other people make me angry.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not where someone parked the car or the fact that you walked in front of me. It's like you've literally stepped over a boundary of where I find acceptable to come at me.
Yeah.
And you've come at me and now I'm angry. And you're threatening me, my space, my morals, what I stand for, and I'm going to tell you and I'm going to let you have it because you need to back off. And that's when I get angry.
Yeah. I get angry when people lie to me as well.
I hate liars.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you know they're lying, but they continue to lie.
Yeah.
That makes me angry. But again, I don't confront the people who are lying. And I know I should, but I don't like confrontation.
This is the thing about life, isn't it? Sometimes someone needs checking in and saying, you're lying. Other times you think, let it go.
Yeah.
What does it matter?
Yeah. Let them.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read what is written at the bottom of the agenda that the lovely Lisa Loves to Lift has written. Anger gets a bit of a bad rap as an emotion, but we all experience it and it's natural human response to a lot of things. So first up, what makes us angry? So we've gone through that.
Yeah.
And like you say, it is a natural response, but it can be an embarrassing response to a... situation.
Yeah, and I think for some people their anger is quite deep rooted, isn't it? Like it can be a response to something. So you can be triggered by something that's trauma based from a long time ago. And if you don't deal with that, that's when it keeps coming back, isn't it? And different things keep bringing back the root of the problem is still there, which is when
managing your emotions regardless of the emotion is hard. We know that we've talked about loads of emotions on the podcast. And I go back to my point where I genuinely don't feel like our brains have evolved for the world we live in. And our brains are still trying to give us the tools we need to survive in a world that we don't... Our survival is different now. It's almost superficial survival. It's not getting
food. We're not hunting.
We're not hunting. We're not gathering. We're not trying to survive that way. But I really don't think our brains are living in the world that we've actually created for ourselves. So our emotions are still attuned to a time in the past. And the two things just don't align. And that's why we get into such a mess.
Absolutely. Mm, so let's talk about the positive bit. How do we cope with it?
I mean, like I say, I don't get angry very often. I think the times I do get angry, it's kind of taking that step back, isn't it? And thinking, do I need to react to this? Or can I just take a breath? Can I deal with it in a different way? Go out, have a walk. Just take yourself out. Like sometimes at work, when people are beeping me off, I have to I'll go out of the office and I'll go outside or I'll go to the toilet or go to the kitchen and just take myself out of the situation because I'm like, I'm going to lose my in a minute. And if I take myself out of that situation, I can come back in a few minutes and be like, actually, it's not as bad as that. Mm. Like, it's not the end of the world.
I would say I don't ever get angry at work though. There's nothing that really pushes my buttons at work because people are respectful. You know, there's not people who are like... getting in my face and stepping over boundaries at work.
So someone many years ago gave me a poem, because I'm very cultural and literal and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Maybe next week
poem
you could write
you
us
could
a poem.
Read some poetry.
I think it's
to keep me calm.
You'll know it. But there's a line in it that says, if you can keep your head while all those around you are losing theirs.
Yeah.
Or word to that effect.
Yeah.
And at the end it's like, one day then you'll be a man, my son. That's a really good point. That line about keeping your head when everybody around you is losing theirs, I apply that to anger, particularly at work. So I think to myself, well, there's a situation happening here. The ones that aren't going to be able to deal with it are the ones that are flying off the handle, and they're just effing and jeffing and not dealing with the situation.
You lose respect if you're like that in a work environment.
Oh, and I've worked with some people like that.
Yeah,
you lose respect. I must say there's nobody where I currently work like that, but in an old job, unbelievable rage people.
Yeah.
And you do lose respect, and it's not, you can't deal with the modern working world like that. Trying to keep your head is easier
so
when you see others losing theirs.
How do you keep your head?
Well, certainly trying to think about the situation. Lease is a really good one. I think stepping away,
yeah,
even if you're not going far away or for long, I think that's a really useful tool.
Yeah,
just to get away from the situation. It depends what's causing the anger, what's causing the issue. If it's directed at me personally, then that is a much more difficult. If it's situational, broadly situational, it's an easier thing to manage.
It's not often at our age someone points anger at you.
No.
You
or,
know,
but I mean, or gives you something directly to be angry, like it's me versus you.
Absolutely. That was in my 20s. Well, through teens into early 20s.
And that is a much harder thing to tell people not to react or respond to.
But that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
Because people
no.
are more respectful the older we get, aren't they?
We just don't hear them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What people say behind
we're those
our
people
backs
now respect your elders. Yeah, we're the elders, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, but yeah, taking yourself away. Understand it. If I've got angry, what I find really helpful is apologizing to those around me.
Oh.
And then I talk it through, and then it just gets a better understanding from everybody involved in the situation.
See,
and I'm really applying that to my family, because unfortunately
they're the ones who take the brunt.
They're the ones that take the brunt.
It's always your loved ones who get the worst of it.
It is, and it's horrible, but they're the people that can also help you deal with it.
Yeah.
But there, it's normally, like I said, it's a build up of things, and then that one thing on a Sunday morning, that one bit of Lego.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Sorry, I know you love Lego.
Shifty loves Lego for the listeners out there.
But he doesn't leave it on the floor.
No, that's not
Lego to play with. It's Lego to look at.
Absolutely. He's got the craggle, he glues it all together.
Oh god, don't talk to me about Lego.
It's the straw that breaks the camel's back, isn't it? But I do find afterwards, like once I've accepted it, that was irrational, or I got too angry, or I took it out on the wrong people, or whatever it was, actually telling them and talking it through.
Yeah.
Is a
Do you find that easy to do? I find that easy to admit I'm wrong.
Oh,
that
no,
I've
no,
overreacted.
If you own a mistake.
I find that really hard.
If you own a mistake,
yeah.
Not just an anger one, but in any mistake,
yeah.
No one can hit you around the head with it.
The first thing I always do is, oh, sorry guys, that was my fault. I totally screwed that up. I apologize. Then everyone goes, oh, okay.
Yeah, see, I overreact a lot at work, and I know I should say, really sorry, everyone. I was a bit dramatic then, but I find that really hard to do.
Nobody can, like I said, beat you around the head with it then.
Humble pie tastes good, man. Mm. You've got to eat it sometimes.
But it is hard sometimes to apologise for your behaviour, especially if you think
So for me, I take it one step back, as in I don't put myself in situations that make me angry.
So do you know your triggers, do you think?
Yeah.
Or are they different
like I
all
said,
the time?
Didn't
yeah.
I? You know? And dealing with the other things going on in my life. If I am exercising, if I am trying to get some meditation in, cold water therapy, all of those things, reading, then I'm a less angry person.
Yeah.
But there's times where, like, I had a rant the other day about road rage. You know, that really, really got to me, because that woman just, like, she was so angry, it made me angry. If I was chilled as I like to be, I'd have been like, yeah, whatever, doesn't matter. I don't even care.
Yeah.
So it's difficult. I generally don't put myself in positions that will make me angry. Like, I don't work in a place that is full of angry people.
No.
You know, I wouldn't, because I don't want to be around it. I don't engage with people who are angry. I do the best not. But you do always get in situations, or you can get in situations where there is anger. And that's where, like you said in there, it's a natural response. And sometimes, you know, I don't press me, because you were making me angry. And in my rant, you'll hear what made me angry.
Have you
today.
Ever felt angry without justification?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that's definitely something I felt. I've definitely thought I'm angry and I don't really know why.
Yeah, I get days like that when I feel a bit like...
Yeah, but that's because you're not right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Because you're not right.
Yeah, because like you don't get out of bed and default angry. If you
do... Yeah, but you, what I mean is that you felt that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A hard, even harder
like,
thing
I feel
to
angry
with.
At the world sometimes. Like, I remember when Mum was ill, I was angry all the time. Like,
yeah,
I was angry
grief.
At why it was happening. And I was just like, you know, I was angry why it was her. Why it was, you know, why am I doing this? Why are we putting up, not putting up, why are we going through this?
Yeah.
And I can remember being really angry at times then and just crying a lot. And just being like, that helped me deal with the anger.
That's grief though, man, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
like, you just feel
horrible.
Angry at the world sometimes.
So yeah, sometimes I am just angry.
So for the people out there, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Harv. It sounds like
sometimes
I'm angry. Moving on.
Something that makes me angry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes you angry and
people,
I jump in and like
would cut off.
Interrupt your conversation.
I think that...
No, that makes me laugh.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
But I think that if you get out of bed and you feel angry, it's you got... And again, we've talked about this before. Recognise those emotions and try and find out why. Yeah, and then say to your loved ones, rather than going downstairs and smashing the cutlery drawer up and saying, rah, you know... Say, God, I feel really angry today, and I've got no justification as to why.
I do that.
And what can we do? And I bet your loved ones then step in and go, well, let's go for a walk.
Yep.
No one ever felt worse for going outside.
No.
Said that a few times recently. You know, and going for a walk or doing those things that you love, less anger.
So, anybody else got anything else on anger?
The only thing I was going to say was, for the people out there, tell us what you do to deal with anger if you get angry.
Yeah.
The Brave and Determined Company at gmail.com.
I'm going to have a little chuckle, though, because it's quite funny that our section on anger is followed by our rant.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've got a question first.
Oh, you've got what?
I've got a question.
If you've got a question,
email your question.
And I haven't actually got a rant this week.
Oh,
sorry,
I've interrupted
you there.
I've actually got three rants.
Oh, you can have one of mine. I'll give you my rant spot.
I've got two really quick rants and then one that I've got to tell you guys a story.
Okay, you can have that. So should we do a question first?
Let's do a question.
Let's do a question.
Okay,
here we go.
So last week you had the zombie question.
Yes.
Or last episode.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of a deeper meaning for one this week.
Oh, nice.
But it might be...
What did you hear half then? He goes,
What's more deep and meaningful than zombies?
And we do survive a zombie apocalypse. Do you think our lives are fate or do we make our own destiny?
That's a very difficult one to answer because I think we make our own destiny, but that is fate.
Ooh.
Because, and the reason why I think that is we come to forks in the road every day.
Yeah.
And you can choose to go this way or you can choose to go that way. Whichever way you go is the right decision. Because in this life, there is no wrong decisions. The only bad decision is not making one. So we make decisions day to day. And every decision you make is the right one because it leads you down the path that got you to here. You might not like what happened, but it was the right decision at the time. And that is fate.
Okay. Helps.
What he said.
It's like I knew that. I didn't. But that is genuine.
That's a good way of looking
at it. That's why I always find decision making easy because I go, right, do I go left or do I go right?
But do you think that you're going to go down that path anyway? Like life is going to take you where it takes you?
Yeah. And I'll get to the end of this life, whenever that might be. You know, every year we celebrate our death day. We just don't know when it is. You know, and I think that when I get to the end, whenever that will be, that was what was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know, when you meet someone and they come into your life and then they disappear almost immediately, it was supposed to happen that way. You know, we've all loved and lost all sorts of people. And there's a lesson to be learned out of everything. You know, and if you'd have hung on to those people for longer, it might not have worked or it might not have, you know, everything has got you to this point. And you can't look back and think you made wrong decisions. It was all part of destiny and it was all part of fate.
Mm.
Harv.
Wow. I mean, that is, yeah.
It's a deep question, isn't it?
It is a deep question. I wasn't prepared for it. And I think, I do, yeah, I think you do shape your fate. So it's kind of like what I just said there. I don't think everything is, I mean, obviously you influence what goes on in your world. Mm. You make decisions, but there are plenty of things you don't influence as well. If I'm totally honest, was not prepared for that question.
That's okay. I haven't really got an answer either. I believe in fate, I think. I think everything in our lives is mapped out somewhere. And I think whatever we do, a bit like Final Destination films.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm talking
about.
Whatever
we do to avoid, or, you know, we're always going to end up in the same place. And I don't think we have any, I think, like you say, maybe the decisions we make influence how soon we get there or when we get there or how we get
how
there.
How we get there, yeah.
But I think we're always going to end up.
Absolutely.
In the situation, like we're...
The end is already written.
Yeah, like we're put on this, in this world. But then, like, I suppose we shape our own destinies, don't we?
Yeah, but way, by making but decisions. Yeah. But you were supposed to make that decision.
Yeah, so like someone's got that planned out for us.
To put it in another way, the way I see it, we've all got a book that's already written. So we just can't see that book at the moment. When we get to the end, you'll be able to read the book.
Would you want to see it if you could?
The book's already written. Well, no, because I'm... That's like starting at the end of a book. You wouldn't ever do that. You start at the beginning. So do you know what I mean? The decisions have already been made, but we still got to make them.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
That was deep and meaningful.
Yeah. That's a good question.
I liked that question today. Yeah, I thought of that. I thought, there you go.
Right.
Rant. This is going to be deep and meaningful.
Yeah. I've got a couple and I can only apologise. I got a bit angry today.
Good job. We're talking about anger.
Yeah, I got a bit angry. Everyone's looking at me. Yeah. Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
We're going to start. You can have my rant slot, so you've got two.
Okay, so let me go with a nice easy one first. The easy one is traffic lights, because I am sick to death of traffic lights. Couple of reasons. So we live in Shaftesbury, between Shaftesbury and Gillingham, there's how many sets of temporary traffic lights?
I don't have to go that way anymore.
How many? And then they set up two on the East Our Road as well. So there was like four in the space of, and it, in a week. That does my head in. The other thing that I need to rant about traffic lights is crossings, right? You get to a zebra crossing, pedestrian crossing, you press the button, and then you have to wait for between 20 seconds and what feels like 7 minutes for a load of cars to go past till finally the lights go red and they let you cross. Why don't they just change straight away? Why don't, when I press the button, it just changes and stops the traffic? Why does it decide?
Isn't it supposed to be like to do... do you know? Do you reckon they're all on a timer?
I think they must... They wait for a little gap.
Like a flow of traffic. Yeah,
but why?
Like,
just stop the traffic. I want to cross.
Do you know what annoys me about traffic lights like that, pedestrian lights? People who press the button when it's clear and then they could just walk over anyway.
And the people that cross the road near lights but don't use the lights and you'll drive it.
And you're like, just use the lights on the road.
Yeah. There you go.
Pedestrian crossings.
There's a decent rant there. Isn't there? Right, my other rant. There's a bit of a story to this. So we got donated a Pelly case, which is actually called a Pelican case. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, no.
So a Pelly case is a hard shell case that we can put all this wonderful podcast gear in. We got donated it, but we need some foam to go in it, okay? Because it's just an empty box. So I bought some foam from a company, and I'm going to name and shame this company, called CPC in Preston, Lancashire. I wish I'd got a guy's
name. Them?
Yeah, tag them in this. Terrible customer service, right? So I've ordered two pieces of foam, identical size. Comes in a box that was as big, you could get a house in it. And inside the box was two pieces of foam and the plastic that's inflated with air to protect the foam that's in the box. Well, surely that's a waste. So as I'm unboxing it, I'm thinking, why is all this? It's just foam. Get the two identical pieces of foam out, and they're two different sizes. So whoever, I look at the order and think, well, I must have got that wrong. So I look at the order, and the order is two of those. So whoever's picked that from the shelf has picked one of one size and one of another size. That's my first rant. That person cannot do their job, right? So I'm thinking, that's the minimum requisition, isn't it?
As a picker and packer.
These two are the same size, and whoever's picked off the shelf has picked two different sizes of foam. I mean, that's a fail, isn't it?
Oh, that is a big fail.
So it gets delivered to my house tonight. I open it up and I go, oh, the wrong blooming size. One of them's the wrong size. So I measure them, take a photo of them, go online to try and, you know, raise a problem with the order. It says phonus. So I phone this guy and said, hi, I've just got the order. You sent me one piece of foam that's the wrong size. He goes, yeah, okay, you're going to have to return it. And I went, well, yeah, okay, fair enough. He goes, right, I can arrange a courier. You can keep the good one, but I'll arrange a courier to pick up the other one tomorrow. So are you going to be in? And I went, well, no, I'm at work. Oh, well, I can only arrange a courier if you're there. And I said, well, I've got to go to work. So I was like, well, hang on a minute, shout down the stairs to the wife. Are you going to be in tomorrow afternoon? She goes, yeah, but I've got to go out and get the kids and stuff and from school and do all, you know, I'll be in and out. He goes, oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no problem. And he said, you know, we arranged it or gave me a returns number. And he goes, right, okay, anything else? And I said, well, yeah, a little bit, actually. This is, you know, like, what's that costing your company fortune? You've now got a Ranger courier to come and pick up. I mean, foam's not cheap. A 30 quid piece of foam. And then you're going to send me another one. And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, I really need that foam because we've got to protect the podcast stuff and it's really expensive. And he goes, yeah, yeah. So I said, well, when will I get, once you've, I send this back, are you going to send another one out straight away? No, I'm not going to send it out until I get your one back. I said, oh, don't you trust me? And he goes, well, it's not about that. My hands are tied. So I said, but you've messed up here. You've sent me the wrong thing. And now I have to wait for your courier to pick it up until it gets back to your warehouse in Preston. And he said, oh, it'll probably be back with us Friday. Then you're going to send out a new bit. And he goes, well, I can send you another bit if you pay for it.
No, that's and poor. I went,
I'll tell you what, cancel the order. I said, cancel the lot. Take it back. And he goes, okay. He goes, yeah, yeah, fine. Yeah, okay. And I said, that is terrible, terrible, terrible customer service. You've just lost the sale because of that. Because one, someone can pick that. I mean, it's identical piece of foam. And you've given me two completely different sizes. And then you haven't managed to satisfy me because you don't trust me as a consumer unless I pay you more money to get what I ordered in the first place. CPC, shame on you.
Shame.
That was terrible customer service. So they're now coming to pick it up tomorrow. Both pieces of foam. So we haven't got any foam for the box. I said to him, I am cutting my nose off to spite my face here, but you can have it back because that's terrible. And he just went, yeah, okay. And
I mean, they obviously don't need business.
Terrible. That
is
terrible.
Most places would send you out another one and just be like, keep that bit. It's our mistake.
Yeah.
Really sorry. We'll put it out first class.
But even if they need the other bit back, you get the bit the customer ordered.
It's not, yeah. If you'd have made a mistake and ordered two wrong bits, you can kind of understand the logic a little bit. But even then,
it's a bit of foam.
Most people would be like,
it's the wrong size. You're going to get it back. I'm not going to keep it. But, you know, it was the whole attitude of this guy on the phone because he said, you know, it's not my fault. And I went, no, I know it's not your fault, but you're the customer service rep.
And it's not yours either, is it?
Well, I said, and you know, that's think of the cost of this to your business.
And the carbon footprint of like...
Yeah, like that is terrible. You need to go back to the source of that and find out who picked that foam. It's the same size, honestly.
Well,
and I could feel myself getting angry on the phone. But I was making a point, and the guy crossed the boundary, and I had to let him know that and say, that's so disappointing. You can have it back. So I sent the whole lot back. So, Harv, we haven't got any foam for the Pelly case. I'm sorry.
Well, we didn't have a Pelly case till last week, so yeah.
True.
And to whoever got the Pelly case, a massive thank you. They want to remain anonymous.
I would say, danke.
Okay, that's my rant over. So, poor customer service is something that makes me angry.
Yeah.
And as a customer service manager, that is my job.
Yeah.
Try and keep the customer happy. Anyway, Harv.
Well, I had two rants, but I forgot one of them. And that equally has given me another rant about my own memory, but we will shelve that for now. And I asked you two guys the other day, is it a rant if I don't have a justification? Your rant, perfectly good rant. You had great justification for it as well. Why that thing annoyed you and upset you and made you angry.
Yeah, but I got no justification for the traffic lights.
No, that's true.
It just annoys me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just something that rant about.
So my rant is emails without subjects.
What? Do people send emails without a subject?
Oh, yeah.
Who does that?
Exactly.
Yeah, but
actually, it's twofold. It's either emails without, you hear it, you're getting this. Emails without subjects, don't like it. Just put a subject in there. Don't care what it is, just put something in there. It looks horrible.
I don't think I've ever received an email without a subject.
Or no subject.
No.
Oh, no. Man.
Who does that?
Who are you talking to?
Because people. Yeah, but like...
Olive people.
Yeah, but not naming and shaming, but who sends an email
I've had supplier email. I've had plenty of emails without subjects.
Yeah, but the subject is the...
Is what the email's about.
Yeah, because I need to know...
No subject. And then the content in the body of the message.
But then how does... Like, surely that gets picked up as spam as well.
Well,
like,
and also...
No. You can definitely send a no.
Well, this is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
So, but hang on. Rewind, because you're going to move on. And we need to talk about this. Do you get multiple emails from that person?
I've had. Yeah.
With no subject?
Yeah, with no subject, yeah.
Yeah,
but then and then when you get a reply, you just get a re.
Yeah, and it's got nothing
in there.
A re-re. And a semicolon in there, and that's it.
Yeah.
I think I would have to put a subject in there when I reply.
Yeah, when I send it back.
And this is a twofold rant.
Yeah.
Because the flip side to that is people that then put the body of the message in the subject. So
what?
So if you never had a message that someone say, like I would say, if I were to meet with you tomorrow, the message would be meeting, and then it'd be,
Hi Adam.
How are you?
Yeah.
Hope things well. Hope this email finds you well.
You're very polite in emails.
Hope this email finds you well. Please can we have a meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. regarding blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I've had emails from people where the subject is, can we have a meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. regarding blah, blah, blah.
Is that someone in your office?
That's just people in my work.
Or just general people.
Yeah, not from external people and not in my current job. But
that's just laziness, though,
that
isn't
is
it?
Laziness.
Yeah.
But what I would do is send you an Outlook appointment so that it goes into your diary.
Yeah.
Do you, what about, here's a question, when someone just on an email doesn't put hi or good morning, and they just put your name, it's just Lisa.
Or they didn't put it, like, but then when you keep replying back, do you have that when you keep replying back to the same person?
Yeah, but
then you
put hi every time.
Hi, Lisa. Hi. And then I'm always the same. I was like, hi, Adam.
Yeah,
and
do you every time?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
But then it gets to the
way. It'll get to the
because I said hi 17 times in a morning.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Thanks for coming back to me so quickly. Blah, 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 blah.
But I think it's weird when people don't put hi, when they just put your name. Like, you wouldn't write a letter to someone. Like, hi, and emails is a more informal way of communicating than a letter.
Yeah. Although, but, like, around the office, if I send an internal one, sometimes I don't put people's names. I'll just be like, so-and-so's called. Can you give them a call back?
Yeah, I think that's all right.
But yeah, generally, to someone outside, I'll be like, hi.
So are you a hi guy?
I'm a hi guy. What hi, hello, good like morning.
Yeah, hey.
Sometimes I'm a good morning. Hey, good morning, Mr. Collins.
Yeah. Depends who I'm talking to. There might be a hey.
Oh, hey, that's a bit...
A what up? This
what
guy's
up?
Down with a kiss.
Yeah.
Sup?
Email etiquette or something like that. Yeah.
Yo,
I've definitely sent you yo.
Have you?
Oh, I have, yeah.
What, as like a professional email?
I like the way he said yo as a, like an American gangster, and then he said, yeah, in an email like Somerset.
Yo, buy my olives.
Sorry, we cut you off in your rant.
No, it's just, it's email etiquette generally. Emails with no subjects or the content of the email put as the subject. Mm. Either of those two things. They really
wow. There you go.
They really annoy.
I've learned something
red
new today.
Receipts.
Oh yeah, I always say no. When it comes up and says someone wants to know you've read it. No.
No one's clicking yes anymore, are they?
No. Because you're asking, I'm saying no. Yeah.
No.
I don't want you to know I've read it because I might not reply.
Misuse of
the red
flag.
High importance. My boss, I love you, Gary, you're a good guy. Every email he sends has got, but if you send it on every one,
then none of them are important.
Exactly. Yeah. I reckon I use that once a month.
In fact, I would argue
that if
it's really important, it ain't an email.
What is it, a letter?
No, it's a phone call.
Dear Sirs.
It's a phone call.
Told off for Dear Sirs.
Yes, because that's not keeping up with
modern day women. And I so very sarcastically replied with, as a director of a company.
As a female.
A female director of a company, I should be more aware of these things. Mm. Yes.
There you go. I apologise for my rant because it was actually our rants are supposed to be funny, but that rant for me, I was a bit grumpy with them.
Yeah.
I think that was allowed.
Mm. Email etiquette. Interesting.
Yeah. I've learned something new today. I didn't know people sent emails like that.
Well, I've never had an email like that.
No, me neither.
No, because what's the point of a subject line if you don't put anything in it?
Do you know what? If I got an email without something in the subject line, I don't think I'd open it.
You know I'm going to send you screenshots of those emails now, don't you?
And like, you know I'm going to send you an email with no subject line.
You wouldn't be able to bring yourself to do it.
No, you wouldn't.
You're a good woman.
I am. I'm too good.
I will send you first. Like I did when people write thank you as one word.
I'll
send you some
weird
examples of that.
Yeah, who writes
you've
thank
got odd email recipients.
Who are you dealing with? Right. So what's the wrap?
What's a wrap?
No. We had a wrap earlier. We had a chicken wrap. Are you rapping out? Yeah. Are you rapping out, Lise?
Well, I was going to sing Don't Look Back in Anger.
Oh, yeah. We should definitely do that.
You could do it.
So let us know about what makes you angry, how you deal with anger and all that sort of stuff. Stay zen. We need to be chill, don't we?
But also, I'd like to know your rants as well.
Yeah, we do need some people. Give us your rants. We should have a little section of listeners'
rants. Listener rants,
because
not
it's
just
all always our rants. So
and sometimes you don't have a rant. Like this week, nothing's really annoyed me that much.
So write to us, braveanddetermined@gmail.com, and give us your rants. Tell us what makes you angry. Tell us how you deal with anger. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That'd be lovely.
Yes, we'd love to hear from
donate to this wonderful podcast. We need to buy some foam. If anyone's got any foam, get into contact with us.
Where do you get foam from?
Well, you buy it from...
Well, I'll tell you where you don't get it.
Don't get it from CVC in Preston, Lancashire.
We have foam at work, but I don't think we do.
Yeah, but you can buy pick and pluck foam, so you can make it into shapes and eat it every day.
What, like a duck?
Do you remember that?
You do what?
Bodger and Badger.
Bodger and Badger.
Makes it into shapes and eats it every day. Right, anyway.
Bodger and Badger are never far away.
That's like this country. You can't have two Bodgers and one Badger when a dad moves home.
What Bodger? What Badger?
What Badger? I used to love that show. Right.
Mashed potato.
Mashed potato, mashed potato, mashed potato. He used to like walk around singing that, didn't he? Oh, it was so funny, wasn't it? Right.
Do you know, he was a puppet?
Yeah.
Wasn't a real badger?
No, he was a real badger. He wore a red hat, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He worked in a factory. Of course, he was real.
Yeah, and he loved mashed potato.
He did love mashed potato. Yeah.
So there you go. Right. That's it for this week. We are bang on an hour, which is great timing. So have a lovely week, guys. Thanks for everything.
Thanks, guys.
Do.
Bye.
You've got to sing Don't Look Back in Anger to this tune.
I can't do it over that.
Go on, go.
Wave for the camera.
Slip inside the eye of your mind.